Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a lot has obviously happened over the weekend. And we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 21st day already of April 2014. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be opening the phones up in the first hour today. I'm going to make myself do that. We're going to cover just the waterfront of incredibly important news. But I'm going to be getting back into the whole Bundy situation because they're set to have Senate hearings now that Harry Reid's going to push. And they are going to obviously try to develop some plan to create a new standoff because the feds, run by their foreign owners, the federal occupiers of the country, cannot have an example of one ant standing up. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And you have a Congress with a 6% approval rating saying it's above the law. You have the Bill of Rights and Constitution being butchered from one end to the other. You have open rise of paramilitary, federalized police being trained for open war. This is an illegitimate government. This is not the Republic of the United States. This is a criminal orgy, a criminal move to take over society. And it's not until we realize that and admit that, that we're going to turn society around. So when I do open the phones up, I'll give the number out in the next segment. I want to hear from you, first-time callers. I want to hear from you. If you haven't called in a year, you can call that a first-time caller. I want to hear from you on how much will we take. Is there any amount of abuse that we shouldn't lay down to? Is there any amount of abuse that we should ever stand up to? And obviously, the answer in your gut and common sense is, of course, you have a right and duty to stand up. But then there's a larger question. How do you do that smartly? Because politically, we're really starting to have an effect right now. And I don't want a physical war to break out. I really meditated on that. By meditated, I don't mean like some yogi, but spent a lot of time this weekend in quiet reflection on the Bundy situation. And I'm going to share some of my views on that today, but I'll tell you right now, thank God no violence broke out. The Bundys and their supporters are in the right, clearly, but that doesn't mean that we should just go ahead and have a civil war start. Americans have every right to start physically fighting back. I think we crossed that Rubicon a long time ago. The question is that smart? And I think the answer is no. In fact, I know it's not smart to have a physical confrontation. Because the people we're going to be fighting are the minions. B, it's going to give the globalists the crisis they need to try to cause a political, physical crackdown that they don't have the political support for right now. So keep your powder dry, folks, but I think not getting into a civil war is obviously the way we want to go here. I know for most of you, you're like, tell us something we don't know, Alex. Well, the media, the controlled corporate media is going to spin it that the American people, if you don't agree with anything the government's doing, you're a terrorist. And so they're branding all dissent as terrorism. So at a certain point, as they start coming after us anyways and saying we're terrorists or saying I want violence or saying I'm behind the Boston bombing, we have that Rachel Maddow clip, we have the MSNBC clip, you know, saying that I'm involved in the Boston bombing and, quote, deeply racist. I have no connection to that. No one can say I have a connection to that. But they ran AP articles saying that the brothers were both Alex Jones fans. Well, the brothers were both patsies. So when I exposed who was really behind it, their answer was to say that it was my fault. You see. So it's a complex issue. We should have a debate about it. But let me tell you, the globalists are geared up with Homeland Security. They want a civil war. I think we should not give it to them. But at the same time, you've got to admire people who stand up and walk up against feds with guns on them saying we're going to shoot you if you cross that line. The people cross that line. That's epic. We're going to be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Chairman, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are coming to you live from Austin, Texas on this live 21st day of April 2014. Coming up in the last 15, 20 minutes of the broadcast, Jakari Jackson and crew have put together a compilation a year later of the Boston bombing. The anniversary was last week, but the Boston Marathon, a police state promo, is going on right now. We're going to be breaking that down today. Sergeant Biggs has come to work here with us at InfoWars. As a reporter, I can now announce that today, and I might even get him to pop in on the transmission today to give us his take on special forces suicide rates hit record levels, casualties of hard combat. Former Ranger breaks silent on Pat Tillman death. I may have killed him. Very curious to have this, quote, whistleblower come out, Mr. Elliott. Because, well, there's a problem. We have what the coroners say and what came out in the second inquest, and there was a cover-up, and he was shot at a distance and then shot up close with a triple burst from some type of M4 carbine in the face. So he was killed up close and reportedly begged for his life kept saying, you know, I'm Pat Tillman, you idiots. And they kept shooting him behind the rock. So very interesting. In fact, I don't even know Sergeant Biggs, Joe Biggs' take on that. So we'll get his take. If not today on the radio, tonight on the Nightly News, good to have him around as a source and commentary on military operations. I'm intending to send him and maybe Jakari Jackson or somebody up to that military base that they've built on the East Coast that we covered a few months ago, where they've got models of churches and things to be raided, and then a model of the D.C. subway and things. I think that's something important to cover. But all that is basically an on-air brainstorm of ideas. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, it broke last Friday. Yes, there's the headline. U.S. Army builds fake city in Virginia to practice military occupation, martial law training. 300-acre town includes sports stadium, school, underground subway. And there's a new article out by Kurt Nemo that's short but extremely powerful, poignant, and to the point. Recruiting thugs for the police state in New Mexico. The state considers the American people the enemy. And it shows a police training video that documents that. Very powerful article by Kurt Nemo that I will attempt to read on air later, and also play that police training video for the larger radio TV audience. But everyone can watch the video at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before I get to the big news that broke Friday and some new developments on that front that Clive and Bundy is going to be joining us to talk about for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour today, let me just give you the headlines here. Harry Reid calls Clive and Bundy supporters domestic terrorists, and White House counterterror chief says confrontational children could be terrorists. We're going to be playing the audio of that coming up. I know we covered it Friday, but it's a big deal, and it's still our top story because it ties into the new rollout of us being the enemy, everyone being the suspects, but the government that actually runs al-Qaeda publicly. But forget about al-Qaeda. I told you 6 years ago they were going to come out with white al-Qaeda and conservative al-Qaeda and libertarian al-Qaeda and gun owner al-Qaeda and farmer al-Qaeda. And people are all freaking out now saying, how did Alex Jones know all that? In fact, Rob News put a compilation together that we're going to play today or tomorrow where I predicted this literally hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. You as listeners heard it. Because Hollywood is the first line of propaganda. When the dramas, the sitcoms, the kids' cartoons, the video games are all casting gun owners as murderers who are going to blow up the government and who are child molesters and who are killers and who plan to nerve gas New York, and then we start getting government documents where the Pentagon's being trained for that to be the new enemy, obviously Homeland Security was set up for that in the beginning. They just got you to accept the rollout for al-Qaeda, who they actually run. And again, they publicly run them. They publicly protect them. And now they're going to move the script on to who do they fear? They fear the people that have actually been taken over the world for them, who they know aren't afraid to die and have the skills to fight back. It's the night of the long knives. What did Hitler do after he'd been in power about a year? He killed almost everyone that brought him to power. Because the people that brought him to power, most of them actually really thought he was trying to help Germany. I'm not romanticizing them or saying they were good. A lot of them were absolute, total criminal, psychopath, racist, you name it. But a lot of them also were so upset about the Versailles Treaty and Germany being in so much trouble and wanted to save the Reich, the land, the homeland, that they did a lot of bad things in the name of the greater good. Well, they had to be eliminated. And so all of you that aren't evil, that have served this evil system, you are the final trash that has to be taken out. And in every case historically, this follows an exact criminology pattern. You're going to be targeted, and you are being targeted, and now you're seeing the full shift to, oh yeah, Homeland Security is for veterans and gun owners and rural communities. Well, yeah, all the training manuals now, all of them have nothing to do with Muslim extremists. It's all land rights disputes, Agenda 21, folks not getting off the land, people not paying property tax. They're going to use the taxes to bankrupt the country. The globalists are exempt from the taxes. They use the taxes to destroy you so they get your property, your compliance, and domesticate you. And if you hold on and don't pay the fines and fees and taxes that are designed to bankrupt you, they're going to send paramilitary to kill you. But first they have to demonize you so the paramilitary feel good about their mission. And then as soon as that paramilitary has done their job, they get put on the you-know-what list. Because they're not going to ever pay that paramilitary their pension funds. You're not going to get your military pension funds. It's all being set up. It's all being prepared. It's already happening in Europe. It's all being announced. They will first cut them by 30-40%. Then they'll cut them another 34%. And you'll go along with it until it's nothing. And then you won't be able to live. You're going to be angry and disgruntled, and they know that. Rome had riots with their military not getting their pensions over and over again, the Roman Empire. The Babylonian Empire had problems. The British Empire had problems. The U.S. military after World War I didn't pay the bonuses they promised to the disabled vets. So they camped out outside the White House, and so they pulled up with army tanks and soldiers and horses and killed them. So they've always had to throw you in the garbage can. Because they know veterans tend to come back and actually try to build a better country after a war. After World War II, who led the civil rights movement? U.S. veterans, military veterans. Look it up. They were the main group pushing for civil rights. Because they're like, we just beat Hitler, but we're going to do some of the same stuff here? See, they know you've got to be taken out and targeted. You've got to at least be put on a bunch of drugs, given PTSD designations, and thrown out like trash. So we're going to be covering that today. That's our top story. And Bundy's coming on because it's bigger than Bundy. And notice the FBI, Harry Reid, they're all saying congressional hearings that they're not going to let this stand, that they've got to arrest everybody. They've got to come after Bundy. Because they can't let you get the idea that you could ever stand up against them. We need to make an InfoWars image to tweet out that says Harry Reid declares Nevadans terrorist, the new terrorist, and show those images, those still images off our high-def video of the cowboys. And that image of them with the American flag, and they're saying these are domestic terrorists. Literally. They're going to have a tough sell with a bunch of people on horseback, most of them unarmed, not pointing their guns at the feds, with the feds pointing their guns at them saying, we're going to shoot you if you come across that line. This is so historic. Now, also coming up, we're going to get into something that really illustrates the power of the real media. 2 years before Drudge broke the missile secrets, the Monica Lewinsky, all the stuff that basically scuttled Clinton, so a lot of his agenda couldn't go through, thank God, Clinton administration feared Internet's ability to democratize news 3 years before Drudge bombshell. And they said, we dominate the media with their fake liberal garbage, every channel, print, radio, TV. Fairness Doctrine banned any conservative talk or libertarian talk. So they feared the Internet and said it will be a channel for these people. Because it's not really conservative. All thought that isn't basically Soviet. Does the bankers use a Soviet management model? That's what it is. Did the bankers in 1917 develop the plan out of British population control programs and British imperial management systems that they'd been using to deploy to the Bolsheviks to bring down their ancestral enemy, their cousin, the Russians, the Tsars, the British royalty ran Germany. That it was basically itself German royalty. And so they just brought down their own family there. That's classic. Royalty's always killing its own people. Here's the WorldNet Daily exclusive released. Clinton files on media enemies. Learn what Hillary meant by vast right-wing conspiracy. When Bundy leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, remind me, guys, I really want to spend 10 minutes on this. This is really important. Make me cover that because I'll get ahead of myself, run out of time, and not do it. 12:30 Central or wherever your station re-airs us. At the midway point of the transmission, 12:30, or an hour and a half from now, or an hour and 10 minutes from now, I will be covering that. We've got that. We've got new Obamacare news. We've got news dealing with very important information with Justice Scalia saying, hey, TSA, groping you, NSA, whatever, that's all okay. That's going to be coming up as well. We'll tell you some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is all coming up straight ahead.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Some of the news up on InfoWars.com. is extremely important, obviously. We've got a report, Ebola suspected in Europe, broken through all containment efforts. That's being reported by Reuters. Though officials at the World Health Organization are feverishly working to stop the spread of the Ebola virus in what is now seven African nations. That's an unprecedented outbreak. Their efforts may be for naught in Geneva or in Guyana. That's in Africa. I was thinking of Europe from the Geneva Convention in Geneva, Switzerland. In Guyana, a hot spot for the deadly contagion, government health officials have said the outbreak is nearly under control. Yet Reuters reports that the government planned to stop publicly releasing the death toll to avoid causing unnecessary panic, is the quote. Despite the best efforts of emergency health workers, it appears the virus may have crossed out of Africa into Europe. The outbreak of the Ebola virus in seven West African countries has broken through all efforts to contain it and is spreading like wildfire, according to Christian relief groups working in Guyana, Liberia, and a number of other confirmed infections have jumped 15% in just the last 24 hours. So we'll continue to watch all of that. And if you go up to Infowars.com, you can read those out of the French news and other publications, and we have links to Reuters and others in the story. So sounds pretty bad. If Ebola ever becomes airborne, look out, ladies and gentlemen, obviously. So that's some of the news on that front. Another Zero Hedge article. This means war. U.S. to target Putin's personal $40 billion stash. While the White House has continually threatened further sanctions against Russia for non-de-escalation, even as it de-escalates itself, the specifics of the additional sanctions have been sparse. German CEO warnings over blowback from economic sanctions and the nonsense of replacing Russian gas with U.S. gas, the Russian warnings of interdependence and boomerangs, all reduce the West's arsenal of financial sanctions. But as the Times of London reports, perhaps the U.S. has found a crucial pain point for Putin, a sanctions the regime that would target Putin's personal wealth, which includes a reported $40 billion stash in Swiss bank accounts. The Hill reports the White House on Friday refused to comment on reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin's personal wealth could be targeted if the West were to move ahead with additional sanctions over Ukraine. But the Times of London says the U.S. was preparing for a sanctions on the regime that would target Putin's personal wealth, which includes a reported $40 billion. That may be propaganda itself. I mean, I'm sure he's got money stashed, but $40 billion? And do the globalists want to start the dangerous game of targeting other despots' money? How big do you think Bill Clinton's Swiss bank accounts are? How big do you think Barack Obama's Swiss bank accounts are? Well, the answer is they just hide all that in plain view. Congress gets caught insider trading 5 years ago. Their answers just say it's legal. People go, but it's not legal. Okay, we'll pass a law to reform it, close quote, which actually legalizes insider trading for Congress. Well, I say that if you legalize murder for yourself, that law is a fraud. And it's certainly a fraud if other people can't murder, but only you are exempt. Well, I mean, I guess we could pass a law saying, you know, that we live in a country of total and complete anarchy, but you can't kill somebody, only they can. Well, that's not anarchy. That's called a hypocritical fraud. Continuing here with the news, here's another one by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com. Very important article. They have thousands of mass riots a month in China. China in most areas resembles Soylent Green, the movie. Watson's been over there four times. He says it is unspeakably horrible in the major cities. And Chinese citizens beat government bureaucrats during mass riot. They beat them bloody. And warning, the video and photos are graphic up on Infowars.com. Irate Chinese citizens savagely beat five government bureaucrats during an incident that escalated into a thousand-strong riot Saturday in another telltale sign the communist country's increasing social tensions. The disturbance began after members of the Xinjiang Municipal Province Police, China's widely loathed bureaucrats who enforce government regulations against street vendors, began harassing and beating a woman in the county of Wenzhong City. When a bystander, 36-year-old Mr. Hong, came to the woman's aid by filming the confrontation, he was reportedly attacked by cops with a hammer and began to vomit blood before dying at the hospital. The people responded.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Back live. I want to give the phone number out and get into the latest on the Bundy front. But I have a question for the listeners when I give the number out. Is it ever wrong to stand up against a government? Was it wrong to stand up against Nazi Germany? Was it wrong for the Christians to have their own religion and to not worship the gods of Rome? Jupiter and Saturn and Bacchus and all the rest of them. Is it wrong to not worship government and do whatever it says? Was George Washington wrong to not do whatever King George III said and to let all the lords be exempt from taxes while levying high taxes on all their competition to destroy competition and consolidate the market? Are the Bundys wrong that 52 other ranching families that were there since 1877 were forced out because of government fines and fees being raised on record? Federal court ruled last year to bankrupt them. Was it wrong to not roll over and die? Was it wrong to keep the cows on the land he had the grazing rights to? Is the Boston Globe correct last year when they said in the headline, so did the BBC, had a similar article, is the Declaration of Independence terrorism? That's the headline. And the majority of lawyers said yes. It says you have a right and a duty to throw off a tyrannical government. And they said that's not true. They attacked the very basic bedrock of our republic. And they said, no, you never have a right. So in China, where if the government doesn't like you, they will cut your genitals off and throw you in the street, or will take you and steal your organs in a mobile execution van. If you're a new listener, just type in mobile execution van, folks, and you can pull that up. The big question and the big issue here is, when the police beat old men to death because they feel like it in China, and the public riots against the communist oppressors and beats the police into bloody pulps, is that wrong? Is there ever a right to stand up? And the answer by Harry Reid is no. There is never a time to stand up. So here's the toll-free number for first-time callers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will get you up and on the air. But specifically, is there ever a time to stand up? Is there ever a time to say no? Is there? And, of course, obviously, if you don't stand up, you will end up in a total tyranny. Submitting, laying down, groveling to the power grabs has brought us to the point we're at now, where the system thinks we're so enslaved, so stupid, so pathetic, so bad, that they have the nerve and they have the will to pass Obamacare bipartisanly that was written by offshore banks on record to massively increase the price of health care, lower the quality, bring government control death panels in, and raise 7 taxes on people making as little as $14,000 a year. Cutting your hours from 40 down to 30 or less. Just absolutely screwing you on every front. And folks, they passed it, and you notice they're not repealing it. Even though it's over 80% unpopular in national mainline polls, notice it's there to stay. And they're going to pass more. They're going to take your pensions. They're going to take your Social Security. They're going to take it in pieces. They're going to take it all. And they're going to devalue your currency. And the stock market will go up because you're buying the stocks in devalued dollars. But when it all is said and done, it is evincing a tyranny to absolutely destroy you. And remember, the architect of it came out and said, we plan to destroy the healthcare system. Ezekiel Emanuel. It's not even my opinion. And you've got all the zealots that work for the system who think they're on some winning team being part of this incredible dishonor. When you open the gates to tyranny, folks, it ends up robbing and screwing everyone and destroying the prosperity. And I know our audience knows that, but we have to get this out to everybody. Now, I want to get into this first. We covered this Friday and Sunday, but I want to get back into it now. This is Harry Reid saying that the Bundy supporters are domestic terrorists. Here it is.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic tourism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
And of course, he went on in the full clip we played on Friday to say, you know, they had kids up front, so they would get killed. Not true, because they want kids to die. Like Oklahoma City, where the feds bombed it and put the bomb right by the daycare center. Knowing they had images of dead kids, you mean like that? And that they were, you know, they're wanting to shoot the feds. No, they were there with their guns down at their side, the minority that had guns. And they marched across the line as the feds said, we will shoot you. And the feds backed off because they're not feds. They're mercenaries there to take over the West so that it can be removed from the American people's control to be handed over to globalists as collateral on the national debt. And that's all on record in the executive orders. But here's the deal. The $17, $18 trillion we really owe is a drop in the bucket compared to the $700 trillion of the 1.5 global quadrillion that the globalists have created. They're the people that created the debt. Iceland arrested their head banking minister and discovered 90-plus percent, it was like 93%, this was 2 years ago, was not owed by them. The 400,000 Icelanders were told, you each owe over £1 million, because their money was pegged to the pound. That's like $1.5 million or more in U.S. money. And the people just wouldn't pay it. And then they found out, wait, the government signed us on to all this debt that's not ours. And they arrested people. They arrested them. The name of the game is get people in debt, bankrupt them. So that's the big issue, ladies and gentlemen. Now, continuing here to Harry Reid, let's move on to Lisa Monaco, who talks about, hey, if your kids are acting out, if your children, quote, are confrontational, that's a sign they may be terrorists. See, mom, dad, you can't even trust your children. You can trust one thing and one thing only, and that's the state. And then all the criminal interest that have their hands in the state. See, the state is only the apparatus through which the special interest are engaged in this takeover. I'm not even demonizing people that work for the state. The average police officer, the average teacher, the average bureaucrat, they're compartmentalized, given very narrow things that they can do. They're constrained. But they should leak things, not comply, really soul search which side they're on, and ask themselves, is helping the system come into being good, or do we want to reverse the path we're on? But the real onus is with us, we the people. What are we going to do? So let's go to this clip. White House counterterrorism chief, confrontational children could be terrorists. She said this on CBS News, PBS News, and then this particular clip, though, is from her Harvard speech where she said similar things. Here it is.
So what kinds of behaviors are we talking about? For the most part, they're not related directly to actually plotting attacks. They're more subtle. Parents might see sudden personality changes in their children at home, becoming more confrontational than usual. Religious leaders might notice unexpected clashes over ideological differences. And teachers might hear students expressing an interest to travel to a conflict zone overseas. Or friends might notice a new interest in watching or sharing violent material. The government is, of course, rarely in a position to observe these early signals. So we need to do more to help communities and community members understand the warning signs and then work together to intervene before something can occur. While always, and this is important, while always respecting our core commitment to protecting privacy and civil liberties. All of this is for naught if we don't have the trust in our communities between both the government and the members of the community.
All right. And then shifting gears, we have another clip here. This is Scalia, Justice Scalia of the Supreme Court, talking about the TSA and NSA. Here's that clip.
That, doesn't it follow that the U.S. government would not be able to justify its NSA surveillance program, and that therefore conceivably could be in violation of the Constitution.
No, because it's not absolute. As Ruth said, there are very few freedoms that are absolute.
Oh.
I mean, your person is protected by the Fourth Amendment, but as I pointed out, when you board a plane, somebody can pass his hands all over your body. That's a terrible intrusion. But given the danger that it's guarding against, it's not an unreasonable intrusion. And it can be the same thing with acquiring this data that is regarded as effects. Depends on how. And that's why I say it's foolish to have us make the decision, because I don't know how serious the danger is.
All right, let's stop there. That's right. It's like, who makes the decision of what the danger is? The NSA, the CIA, openly set up by the globalists, openly set up to take over the country, openly running Al-Qaeda. And you have these soft sellouts of the system, Scalia, who's a lawyer and knows that's pure treason. You know, if there's a danger, we can do whatever we want. Really, that was never accepted before. You got a better chance of dying from honeybee sting every year than from terrorist. Look it up. Even Esquire did an article on that last year. Deer jumping out in front of your car kills more people than terrorists. They don't care, though. It's this perception of, we're going to protect you. Hypothetically, somebody could do a mass shooting on a highway. We need checkpoints on the highway. Now, remember what the BBC put out last year, and then the Boston Globe also ran a similar headline, and we're putting it on screen right now. Is the U.S. Declaration of Independence illegal? And they go on to say, maybe it's even terrorist. Because it dares to say you have a right to stand up against a government. I mean, this is, there's another headline. Is the Declaration of Independence unconstitutional? This is not a joke. This is what the system is pushing. Because they're overthrowing everything. They've got to make it look normal. So they have one of the justices of the Supreme Court go on C-SPAN in front of a whole room of lawyers and say, no, there's no absolute. We can have the NSA spying, grabbing everybody's data. We can grope you. Really, it's always been totally illegal, so the government lied about it. Now they get caught. They go, oh, we're allowed to. This is a revolution of tyrants and authoritarians against us, and it's been going pretty well. So finally, you get 52 families driven out of business, even though they had the grazing rights under state and federal law before the BLM existed. BLM comes along and arbitrarily says, you will pay us all this. A federal court last year in Nevada said that very BLM was, quote, in a criminal conspiracy. Kit Daniels wrote an article about that on Friday, but it's been in all the mainstream news. The media won't cover it. It's in a vacuum that last year, headline, federal judge says BLM involved in criminal conspiracy in Nevada. Well, they are in a criminal conspiracy to run people off their land. Just like the coal power plants that are totally clean, supply half our energy. They used to. And they're shutting them down all over the country. And Obama says, I'm going to raise taxes to the point that bankrupts you. That's our goal. Our goal is to use taxes outside of law, because Congress won't pass a law to do this. So I'm going to use taxes to destroy you, but I'm going to give General Electric and four other companies waivers so they can operate coal power plants, but nobody else can. So on top of using taxes to destroy people, they let their crooked friends operate. What do you think's going to happen in an economy like that? It's going to be just like New York City and mob-run areas. You're not going to have a business unless the mob basically owns it, and you're going to be their slave and have to kiss their butt all day. I don't want to live in a country like that. I mean, if some mobster showed up at my office and said, you pay me money, or I'm going to come after your family, folks, I would knock their teeth in right there on the spot. There's a reason the mafia never fly in Texas. Because people will kill you if you try to go around telling people what to do. Guarantee anybody in my family, growing up, my grandfathers especially, somebody came to their house saying, give me money, my grandfathers would kill you on the spot. And it wasn't because they were these great guys. These were guys that taught Sunday school. These were guys that played football with Tom Landry. These were guys that flew B-17s, you know, over Europe. These are guys that opened doors for little ladies. My grandfathers would kill someone the minute they did that. They would kill you. And it wasn't because they were violent, evil, bad people. It was because they weren't slaves, ladies and gentlemen. And they understood. But no, we would do that. Hell, if you put a mobster in a uniform and they came and said, bring your daughter out here, the average American would bring their daughter out and bend her over a barrel. And if the cop said, stab your daughter in the head with an ice pick, the average American would do it. Because in this country, people worship the state and blind authority. We're going to go to break and come back with Vic, Josh, Tom, John, Anthony, and others. Briefly. This broadcast is funded by listeners and viewers like you. We don't take your money at gunpoint like NPR. We get it when you support us so I can hire more reporters, have more people, be able to send more people out in the field for historical Boston bombing coverage, the coverage you've seen with the Bundy situation, all of it. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. 11 people can use your membership. You're funding the tip of the spear in the info war. We're risking our lives bringing this information. Make no mistake. PrisonPlanet.tv. Call. Get the Pro 1 G-Tube filters. Blow away all of the gravity-fed filters. Look at the side-by-side comparisons. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the high-quality supplements. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsHealth.com. Fund us so we can be strong and continue on and hopefully expand in the face of the enemy. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. We'll be back.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze-dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze-drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze-dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze-dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Right to your phone calls in this segment, the next, Adam Bundy joining us. Probably just one segment, and then we'll go back to your calls and get into how scared the Clintons were of the American people having the internet as a communication tool. And that's why they want to bring in cybersecurity now to shut down free speech, so they can just rob and steal whatever they want. Vic in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, go ahead.
Hey, man, it's a great day to be able to talk to you, sir. I wanted to just kind of go along the lines of what you're talking about, you know, with what people are willing to put up with. And, you know, I've been in this truth movement or whatever you want to call it for a number of years now. And, when I first got into it, I was exploding on everybody, you know, pointing them in your direction, telling them what was going on. And, now it's got to the point where it's like, you know, I listen to people and I see them online, and I see generally that a lot of people, they don't even know what they're talking about for the most part. They just kind of believe whatever they want to believe. And also,
what's happened is people are either awakening or they don't believe the system anymore, but they don't know what to believe. They're just going in all different directions.
Exactly. And also, I encounter a lot of people who generally, they kind of want to be dominated by these people. You know, I'm listening.
They have Stockholm syndrome. They feel so disempowered that they think at least they have the power to grovel to the black boots.
You know, corporations, the controlling powers in the world, they literally seek out psychopaths to run things.
Sure, sure. My question today to the listeners was, and I really am asking you this, Vic, is there any amount of tyranny that we have a right to stand up against? Obviously, we have a right to stand up anytime we want against tyranny. But I'm throwing the question out there. I'm begging the question. Is there any level of tyranny that people won't put up with? What is your line in the sand?
Well, I think Bundy is a great example for people to really stand behind and get behind and really just start a movement to just kind of abolish property taxes altogether, because they are unconstitutional. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's right out of the Communist Manifesto, property taxes. I appreciate your call. Here's the Christian Science Monitor reporting on the range war, and I have one here as well out of the Las Vegas paper. There's several articles. In fact, it's up on Drudge. I'm looking for it in my stack. It's a cowboy hat on Drudge. It says Western states move to take over federal land. And the headline is Nevada Range War. Western states move to take over federal land. And it gets into the fact that more than 50 state legislators from different states met and discussed the fact that they're moving to try to take away the federal land, because it's not federal land. I mean, you look at Texas, 1% or 2% is federal. You look at places like Nevada, it's close to 90%. And the feds don't own this. They don't pay taxes. They don't produce. They just drive around with paramilitary police and point guns at us. I mean, I was at Big Bend a few weeks ago and had one run-in with somebody in a uniform. And they literally walked over and said, "What are you doing?" And I was sitting there by the Rio Grande River, sitting there. And I said, "Excuse me?" He goes, "What are you doing?" And he just kept staring at me with his hand on his gun. And I just ignored him. And he sat there smiling at me and then left. It was bizarre. It was like when you go to a party and some weirdo who's mentally ill is there and they're acting strange. You don't understand what their point is. I mean, imagine somebody that wants a gun and a badge so they can run around messing with people. It's the essence of tyranny. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. What is your line in the sand? Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.